Now it's time for your closing arguments.
All right, closing arguments. Always how we close our Legal Edition of Political Power Hour. I have a judge right in front of me, and as a prosecutor, as she told us earlier in the show, Mary Kuhnmensch, retired Mulkey County judge. Closing arguments, you have the floor.
I think, you know, I'm going to go off legal. Well, I guess it's leadership qualities, and I just ask the listeners to look at this through the prism of, you know, what do you really want in a leader? Forget about policies. I'm not talking. I don't want to talk about that. Just what are the personal qualities you'd like? And, you know, with me, as I told a friend of mine yesterday, I said it's character and smarts, particularly at the presidential level, and that you are not afraid to hear opposing viewpoints, that doesn't diminish you. It doesn't diminish your capacity. When I had a law clerk, if he thought I was going in the wrong direction on a case and the decision I was ultimately going to make would not be consistent with the research that he had done, I'd be a fool not to listen to that. Listening to other perspectives, broadening your view of the world, it doesn't mean that you give up your own, you know, particular values and views, but it allows you to become, I think, a more effective leader. And boy, do we need effective leaders both at the state and federal level. And so every time something bad goes on, you're looking for a scapegoat or somebody to point fingers at. That's not leadership. And, you know, that it's going to somehow fall back on you, whether it's the COVID epidemic or whether it's, you know, a crash in the Potomac, heart-wrenching crash in the Potomac last night for all those families, those Americans, our fellow citizens. We should all be grieving for that. We shouldn't be looking to, leadership doesn't point fingers and leadership doesn't make things worse or prejudge things. Leadership is listening to all points of views and give a reasoned opinion, even if it's contrary to what people want to hear, giving a reasoned opinion and why you view the world and why you view this position the way you do. So let's all sort of start opening our minds to opposing views. We have a lack of that in this country right now, and I think it's hurting us.
Great closing arguments from Mary Kuhnmensch, retired Mulkey County judge. Mine's really short. I think this is a time in our country to stop cheerleading for elected officials. I want them to do their jobs. I don't need all the you-rah-rah and all the party stuff. It's just we've had our election. Now it's about getting stuff done. Or I was going to use another word that I can't say on the radio. Get it done. I mean, this is not, it shouldn't be that complicated. We're so good in this country, we used to be, at fixing our problems. Now we want to talk about our problems ad nauseum and not fixing them. So that is my closing argument.